and once this actually happened. One day I received a letter from a young Dutchman named Marcus. "I wonder if you remember the speech you gave to Swansea Bible College in Wales," he wrote. "You said, when you start working behind the Iron Curtain, we can talk about working together. Well, here I am, so let's have that talk." The letter was postmarked Yugoslavia. "Look at this," I said to Corrie. She read the letter too. Could it be that this man was supposed to join us? If he got in touch with us again, we decided, we should take his suggestion seriously. And several months later, we did hear from Marcus again. He was back in Yugoslavia on a second trip. When he wrote a third time from Yugoslavia, he said that he had fulfilled the conditions. Now he wanted to see us. One day, Joppi ran into the study where I was struggling with a perpetual problem of correspondence. "Marcus is here, Papa." I leapt up from my desk and ran downstairs. I liked Marcus the moment I saw him. Over coffee, he told us about his experiences in Yugoslavia. He had gone in with a supply of literature, which he had put on store counters or on park benches. Then he stood nearby while people came up and helped themselves. It was pretty tame evangelism, he admitted, but he was learning. "I think I'll let you take a trip with Rolf," I said. "He'll introduce you to some pastors and church members. Get them to talking, Marcus. Then come back and tell me whether you still want to work with us." For 3 weeks, Rolf and Marcus travelled around Yugoslavia and Bulgaria. When they returned, I did not need to ask Marcus whether or not he wanted to be part of this ministry. I could see the answer in his face. "I had no idea," was all he said. And so Marcus joined our little band. But with his arrival, it seemed as though the work almost exploded. So fast was it expanding, and soon all of us were travelling more than ever. 2 months after Marcus joined us, Hans and I left Europe to visit the only communist country in the New World. We were working in Czechoslovakia when the visas for Cuba came through and flew directly from there. It was Hans's first trip to America, and except for the brief speaking tour of the United States, mine too. What a contrast to cold, grey Prague. In Havana, the warm sun shone from white buildings and sparkled on the waves below the Malecon. The people were gay and well-dressed. On the bus trip from the airport, total strangers were singing together after half a dozen blocks. Hans went directly to Oriente province, in the east of the island, while I stayed in and around the capital. My hotel was the Havana Libre, the former Hilton. I was not surprised when the usual order came to report to police headquarters, nor was I surprised at the long wait in the outer office. Bureaucratic countries are the same in the sun and out of it. The police officer who finally saw me fairly bristled with suspicion.